It is August 8th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our Hits and Takes section, stories from the First Read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The first sign of fall is not a leaf falling from a tree or a leaf turning color, but instead registration for FIA's Expo opens. Yes, indeed, FIA Expo registration is open for the November 14th and 15th event that will be held at the Sheraton Grand Chicago Riverwalk. That's right, the Expo is leaving the Chicago Hilton on South Michigan and heading north. If I recall correctly, Expo has been held at the Sheraton Grand Chicago Riverwalk before, but it has been a number of years. Good news for cheapskates. According to the Wall Street Journal, free samples are back in grocery stores. This is the time of year to go to a Chicago Cubs game, even though they are not in contention. If you go to the park, you will notice the Tasty Trade signs around. On your home television screens, when you're looking at the pitcher's mound, you will see behind the mound that it says Tasty Trade. Of course, you will also notice the umpires' uniforms have an FTX logo on them as well. Our markets and players are well represented at Wrigley Field and other baseball parks around the U.S. The coming weekend is my family's favorite summer event, the annual Williams Bay Lions Club Corn and Brat Roast. The Lions bring in bands and the most delicious Wisconsin freshly cut and roasted sweet corn. Saturday night features a fireworks show from a barge off the beach in Williams Bay. My kids come back to town, cousins come visit, and friends join us for this fun summertime Midwest experience. JSA Limited, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, CEO Leila Forey will give a welcome keynote address at JSE Invest 2022, Fearlessly Owning the Markets, the fifth year of empowering women through financial literacy and education at the Johannesburg Exchange. The program takes place on August 13, 2022. It is a virtual and live and welcomes all women to the JSE, home of South Africa's capital markets. Register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times and their reporters. Europe battles water shortages as severe drought sweeps the continent. An unusually dry winter and spring followed by a summer of baking heat are part of an overall warming trend. In Obwalden, high in the Swiss Alps, the army has been drafted to save the cows. With the mountain streams in the alpine country drying up, military helicopters were dispatched last week to transport huge containers of water up to the pastures from the lakes below in an effort to prevent the herds from dying of thirst. My comment, when they restrict water from the breweries, then we have a problem. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Londoners cut off from water supply as burst pipe floods street. It comes as millions of Brits are banned from using hose pipes. Nearby football club Arsenal affected by lack of water. Families and businesses in North London lost their supply of running water after a large pipe burst on Monday morning, flooding streets and holding up traffic. Six postcodes in the boroughs of Islington and Hackney had no or very low water supply, Thames Water Utilities Limited said on its webpage. Time for us to create viable water markets. Here's a story from Bloomberg. World Series of Poker player charged with spoofing gold market. A Nevada metals trader with a side gig on the world poker circuit was charged Friday with manipulating gold and silver markets using a technique called spoofing. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission alleges that Daniel Schack, who also runs a small hedge fund, repeatedly placed orders for gold and silver futures contracts with the intent to cancel the bids or offers before execution. Called spoofing, the practice gained notoriety following a high-profile criminal case involving several J.P. Morgan Chase and Company bankers. My comment. The press release from the CFTC for the complaint is available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story Friday was every U.S. crypto exchange and Binance is being investigated by the SEC, says Senator Loomis staffer from Forbes. Second was the real reason root beer was invented from Tasting Table. Third was a tie between Paul Britton, CEO of $9.5 billion derivatives firm, says the market hasn't seen the worst of it from CNBC, and CFTC investor protections are robust and appropriate for digital asset markets from FTX US. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg. Predicted betting on U.S. elections nixed by American regulators. CFTC revokes permission used by platform for legal authority. Predicted trading in related contracts must cease by February 15th. Predicted, a market that built its name by letting Americans bet on who will be elected to Congress or the next president, has lost its legal authority to operate in the U.S. The move by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission on August 4th to revoke the regulatory letter relied on by the platform sent shockwaves through the political gambling industry. Since 2014, Predicted has used the permission granted for research purposes to a New Zealand university to let Americans bet on U.S. elections, something that's generally forbidden. Here's another story from Bloomberg News. China IPO market trounces the world with record $58 billion boom. Proceeds raised since start of the year reach a record high. This contrasts with slump in deals in traditional IPO venues. From London to Hong Kong, large initial share sales have all but dried up across the world's major financial centers this year. But the market in China is bustling with activity. Initial public offerings on mainland exchanges have climbed to $57.8 billion so far in 2022, the largest ever for such a period, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. There have been five IPOs above $1 billion since January, and one more is on the way. That's versus just one such sale in New York and Hong Kong, and none in London. And then finally, here's a story from the New York Times. The humbling of Coinbase in just over a year, the United States' largest cryptocurrency exchange went from a triumphant public offering to a crypto winter of cost-cutting and layoffs. Brian Armstrong, the chief executive of the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the United States, traveled across the world to make an announcement in early April. Coinbase was bringing crypto to India. In an auditorium in Bangalore, Mr. Armstrong, wearing a type of loose button shirt popular in India, said Coinbase planned to set up a hub of 1,000 employees here by the end of 2022. The company was investing in Indian startups and allowing local customers to buy and sell digital currencies on its exchange. For Coinbase, it was a chance to transform finance in a country for more than 1 billion people and lure customers from across Asia. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.